Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta, and I am so excited about the brand I'm going to introduce you guys to today because I have been really loving it, and not just like one or two products, literally across the board. The entire line is, you know, a huge home run. So, you know, without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Sacho Beauty, Sarah Chung. Welcome to the show, Sarah. I'm so excited to host you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting because I rarely get excited these days about beauty brands, but yours is just amazing. I really love it. And I love all of the, you know, products in the line, the skincare stuff, the beauty stuff. It's all just like huge check marks going off. Like, yes, I love it, you know, so I can't wait to learn about that. But I want to learn about you first. Like, what got you into beauty and wanting to start your own line? If you could walk us down memory lane.
Sure. How far back can I go?
Start at birth. That's a good place.
I'll just start from the beginning. So growing up, I was a huge tomboy. And I remember when I was 15, 16, and I went to MAC and bought my first eyeliner and put it on. And I felt like my life changed. And ever since then, I've been obsessed with makeup products, beauty products. And creating content around makeup started around when I was in college. And that's because I started to try out more and more products, and I realized a lot of products weren't living up to their claims. And being so frustrated, spending my very limited college budget on all these products that didn't actually do what it claimed to do, made me want to do reviews so I can steer people in the right direction. And maybe they won't make the same mistakes that I did. And I started doing my own research and really educating myself on makeup, on skincare. And that's really how it all started. And I started making YouTube videos about makeup and skincare. And that now expanded to TikTok and Instagram and all that. And then started Sacho Beauty in 2020. And the rest is history.
That's amazing. No, you know, what's funny is I think we have a lot in common with how we started our respective endeavors, because that's really where I think SA started for me too, was this complete like annoyance with how much money we spend on products that don't work. Like, it's just crazy how much stuff is out there. You know what I mean? Like, especially I relate, you know, being a college student, it's already hard and trying to get what works for you. I mean, it's the battle, you know, so yes. It makes sense.
Yeah. I'm always like, the focus of my content has always been around finding people the best products outside of the marketing and branding and all of that, just the best products for the best price. And that's the philosophy I've carried throughout my whole career.
No, it makes sense. And I think your products really reflect that. And that's kind of where I want to learn more from you about, you know, let's start with the lip liners, which are really my favorite. I mean, for everyone listening, I don't know if you guys have checked out Sacho yet, but you guys have to check out the lip products because they're game changing, especially if you're someone who's busy. So, you know, Sarah, I want you to tell me, like, what was the story behind this product? What made you want to create like a lip stain type of lip liner?
Yeah. Well, again, starting all the way back from the beginning, you know, I was part of the kind of Kylie Jenner wave where everybody started wearing lip liners. Before that, I didn't know anything about lip liners, but ever since the 2016 wave of lip liners, I started wearing it almost every day. And my biggest frustration with it is how often it comes off. Maybe because we're eating and talking all day, but it just comes off so often. That's the first thing girls touch up in the girls' bathroom. So I've always been looking for a good solution for it. And, you know, the same story, I keep buying new long wearing lip liners over and over from different brands, different shades, tried putting setting powder on my lip liner, and none of it really worked. So I started experimenting with products that I already had. So I had this Maybelline brow tint in my drawer and I put it on, and it actually stayed on as a lip liner all day. And I remember running to my boyfriend. I was like, I just came up with the best idea ever. I was so excited. And I immediately talked to the team and I'm like, we need to make something like that specifically as a lip liner. Because, you know, eye products aren't always lip safe, but I just like to use myself as a guinea pig for stuff like that. But yeah. I wanted to create a product that's a lip liner that actually stays on all day. And we got to work and launched it. And I think the fact that it went so viral so fast is because everyone had the same problem as me. And yeah. I'm so glad that even though it does look fun to do, it actually also works. So that's the story of the lip liner stain.
I love it. I really love this product. And, you know, I really see why it went viral. Not only because we have it in common, but because it's a genuinely amazing product. Like, I remember when I first tried it, I remember opening the box and I was like, oh, this is actually brilliant. Like, before I had even applied it. And then I actually like tested it and I was like, oh my God. And I'm somebody who never wears lipstick or lip liner, you know what I mean? Because of exactly what you said, which is it doesn't last, you know, like it's literally something you have to touch up through the day. It's constantly worrying about my lipstick, you know, and the few times I would wear lipstick, it was like, oh God, like, is it off? Like, cause it ruins my whole look too. That's another thing for me with makeup. Exactly. It's like, you know, if it comes together, it looks great in the mirror when you put it on. But then if your lipstick comes off during the day, you just look like you're walking around with a full beat and no lipstick. So exactly. This, you know, yeah, I mean, it really works. And I think it's interesting what you mentioned about, you know, the whole wave when Kylie came out with her lip kits. I remember that. And I, at that time, I think lip liners finally got their time in the spotlight again, I feel like, since MAC days, you know, and it was like interesting to see how much we gravitated because we all want a great lip liner. I can't remember the last time where, you know, I felt like, okay, you know, my lip liner is something that's universal. I can use it with every shade, but that's exactly what I discovered in yours, you know, is like I use the same shade every time and I could put like a gloss over it. I could put a lipstick over it. And it's just so, it really transforms your routine. So yeah, huge fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have the exact same problem. I feel like if my lip liner is off, my whole look changes because the lip is such a big, crucial part of your everyday makeup. And I just don't even have to check the mirror as much anymore. Not just even touching them. I don't have to check. I know it's on.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And, you know, another thing is like, I wanted to ask you because I love the lip liner. I was like, are you going to do an eyeliner? Because you need to make an eyeliner for us like this, because I have the same issue with eyeliner.
I can't spill that much about future product development, but you know, a lot of things are in the work.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, that's good. I'll take it, you know, because I really think this is, you're onto something here, you know. I think like when I was growing up, permanent makeup was this huge thing. Like, you know, all my friends, I remember coming out of like high school and my friends were like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go get like my eyeliner tattooed on. And I was like, oh God, like as brilliant as it sounds about having, you know, like your makeup, like your lip liner or something tattooed on and you never have to worry about it again. It was scary back then, but it's like, you know, this is the first time where I felt like, wow, okay, here's a real solution to that, because we were doing extreme things back in the day, you know, to try to get that forever makeup look. So, you know, I like what you've done.
Thank you. And yeah, women are so busy. We have so much to get through in the day that I just, you know, if I can take one thing off their plate, you know, that's really the goal of this product and with really everything we're doing. And it's interesting you said that about the eyeliner, because for me, I think what the lip liner saying replaced for me is getting lip filler. Cause I used to get lip filler, like not that frequently, but sometimes enough times. And I haven't gone back at all since we developed the lip liner stain. Cause it's like, I don't have to take the risk. I don't have to pay the cost and I don't have to commit to it. It's something I can just put on and take off. So just overlining with the lip liner stain makes such a huge difference with my makeup look.
Absolutely. No, I completely resonate with that. And, you know, on that note, though, I actually want to touch on a few other products, because I think for me also, I mean, you've done a few things for me. I'm not going to lie. You've kind of opened my world up with your brand. That's why when I introduced it, I was like, I literally love everything, you know, every product, because the other product I love, and it's been a game changer for me, talking about skincare, right? We're a skincare podcast, is the oil and the gua sha. I mean, this is like revolutionary for me, Sarah, because I have never properly done gua sha. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never, before I started using your products, I'd never really truly experienced, I feel like, what real gua sha can do, like properly doing it for your skin and your overall like puffiness in your face. But then when I was using your products, it made it so much easier for me to do gua sha. Like, the oil is amazing. Like, it goes on. It's a serum oil for everyone listening. And it goes on so perfectly because when you put the gua sha over it, it's almost like it glides. Like, it's like you're not even trying to do it. It just like goes in the direction it's supposed to go or something. So, you know, just the ease of use is something I really wanted to pick your brain about. It was like, where did you come up with this idea? And like, what was the thought that went behind this set of products? Because I feel like you've created like literally the best gua sha system that we have right now on the market, from what I've seen.
Well, thank you so much again. Yeah, the gua sha. Well, when we first started developing it, jade gua sha and jade rollers was kind of having its moment in the US markets. And the way that it was being marketed was so odd to me as someone who actually grew up in Hong Kong and have used rollers since I was really a kid. It was my first beauty product. But the way that it was being marketed was like, oh, jade is this new magical, mystical thing that can brighten your skin magically. And I'm like, it's not magic. There is, you know, science behind it. And it's been used in traditional Chinese medicine for so long. And none of the education came with the marketing of the tool, which was so odd to me. And I thought that, you know, we can just create one that is, first of all, more sustainable. So we'll make it with stainless steel and it's non-porous. So jade and rose quartz are natural stones, and inevitably it's going to have, you know, little tiny holes in it that could trap bacteria. So we wanted to make it, you know, make more sense in terms of hygiene in your daily routine. We don't want people dragging it all over their skin and spreading bacteria on their skin. And we also wanted to make sure that people are using it with a slip agent, because if you are just dragging it on dry skin, you actually could break down your collagen over time physically, manually. So having a slip agent was something that we started developing as soon as we had the Gua Sha idea, because that's necessary when it comes to Gua Sha practice. And we also have a QR code on our packaging that leads you to a tutorial on how to use the, because the education piece is so important. It's not just some oriental magical thing that just helps your skin. There's a reason why it helps. There's a science to how lymphatic drainage works. And there's a science behind why it actually brightens your skin and why coolness can help with puffiness. Like even dermatologists in the West talk about ice rolling on their skin. So there's a reason why it works. And we just wanted to make sure that is a very critical component of our product development and how it's delivered to customers, basically.
Yeah. And I think you've really nailed it. I mean, honestly, like I know the serum, the way it's crafted is for a very specific reason, but I mean, even that serum and that oil, it leaves your skin feeling like literally like baby skin. Like it's so nourishing, I feel like, for your skin, because even after I'm done with my routine, you know, I've used the Gua Sha, I've gone through the motion of actually, you know, properly doing it, I feel like my skin just feels so much better, you know, even better than a lot of, I mean, you know, I love skincare, right? So I have like a million products that I've tried, and yeah, I always look for that feeling, you know, of like whatever makes my skin feel like it's smoother. And that's like, it really transformed the way my skin felt. So I was like, it's not only that you've created like, you know, another Gua Sha tool or something like that. You know, it's like you've really made it with, I can tell a lot of thought went into this, because every single component, you know, it's going to leave you feeling like you've done something wonderful for your skin, you know, and you've really made a difference in how your skin is feeling, looking, you know, how it's going to look the next day. Like I've seen all of these changes, you know, just by incorporating it into my routine. So that's why I asked you, like, it's sorcery. What have you done here?
Yeah. Well, Slick Skin is really such a superstar product, because you can use it for so many things. It's silicone based. That's probably why it glides so well. And you feel that suppleness when you apply it, because it's silicone based. So it's like a permeable barrier. It can help trap moisture in your skin. It's a little thicker than most serums, I would say, on the market. Like the hyaluronic acids, vitamin C's that I usually come across are they're water based and they're very thin. Ours is a little thicker for a reason, because we want to make sure it stays on top of your skin during the duration of your Gua Sha massage or any type of facial massage, to make sure you know, it's not dry in the middle of it and you start tugging at your skin. It also has lecithin and fatty acids and squalane, all the components that can really nourish your skin barrier. So, and it's also fragrance-free and alcohol-free. So I personally have sensitive skin, and I want to make sure even people with the most sensitive skin can use it with no issue. So yeah, it really does everything. And also because it's silicone-based, I actually use it a lot as my makeup primer, because most foundations are silicone-based. So it have that kind of interruption between different, you know, oil and water and whatnot. So it's really, you can use it for so many things.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really wonderful. And that makes sense, actually, what you said about the silicone, because it does. It's obviously a great experience with the actual tool itself. But yeah, I mean, even afterwards, your makeup does go on very seamlessly when you use it as just a serum. Like, and you don't need a lot. That's another thing. You don't need a ton of it. I think the formula is just very, you know, beautifully crafted, because I can use a little bit of it and I can do my Gua Sha, and enough is staying on to where if I do want to put on my makeup, you know, or do something else, like it's there as like a primer. So it does stay on, and it's enough to last you, is my point. You don't have to keep reapplying it, you know, just to do different things. But very, very cool. And I think the innovation definitely shows, you know, in the product itself. So I'm a huge fan of that product.
I'm so glad.
So I want to actually discuss, you know, since we're on the topic of gua sha, I want to talk about, because you also have a body version, right, for the body gua sha. And I guess, like, my question is really, how has this been? Because you mentioned you grew up in Hong Kong, and, you know, I admire when brands incorporate culture into their products. You know, I admire when they bring real knowledge that it stems from the culture that they grew up in, right? The founders, and they bring that into their products. And I would love to get your take on this. You know, how has your, like, your upbringing, and you were raised there, and you've seen, like, a different side, I think, right, to skincare. I mean, in the West, I feel like we have even just a little fraction of what's available in the East. So, like, how was that when you were formulating your brand, you know, bringing over this knowledge and this culture aspect and putting that into your products?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting, because when I was younger, getting a gua sha massage, that's just something that's common practice. A lot of traditional Chinese medicine offices, like, you just go in, that's something that they do for, even if you have a cough, even if it's like something that people in the West typically treat with medicine, a gua sha is something that is so incorporated into your general wellness. You would get Chinese herbs and then you would get a gua sha massage. So it's interesting to see it really finally picking up a little bit in the US once it entered the world of beauty. Once people started using it for beauty purposes, that's when people started to take notice. So we kind of did it in reverse. We launched the face gua sha for the face first for beauty. And then we did the body gua sha, which is more for general wellness and for beauty, but more for general wellness. So yeah, it's very interesting that people didn't take notice until we entered the beauty space. But I'm really glad that people are taking care of their skin and taking care of their body with the gua sha more now, because there's new science in the States and in the West that's really confirming a lot of things that we've been saying that's beneficial about the gua sha. It can help with, you know, what's it called in English? It's like blood circulation. A lot of this I learned in Chinese, so sometimes it's hard for me to translate, but it helps a lot with circulation. And basically that blood flow helps with oxygenizing all of the organs in your body. And that's why your skin looks a lot better afterwards. That's why washing your skin, even though you get a little bit of redness at first, it generally helps with kind of getting that glow that a lot of people say they get after a gua sha. And that's because of skin cell rejuvenation and just cell rejuvenation in general. And the gua sha massage helps with that on the body and on the face. And I'm glad that that is finally kind of getting more attention in the West, because there's so much that I think we neglect on a day-to-day basis with our wellness and self-care. And it's not until we get in some type of illness that we start to take notice and treat it with medicine, when this is something that we should take care of every single day.
Yeah, no, I love that you said that. And I know what you mean. Like, it's hard to translate, but at the same time, I know what you mean, because I'm Indian and I've seen a lot of these, like, you know, old, like, kind of, people call them, like, you know, ancient remedies, right? But they're really very accurate in so much, like, in terms of, like, modern medicine. And we're just now seeing that in the medical space, is that, you know, although, like, you know, gua sha has been around for a long time, you're absolutely right in what you said, because, you know, when it comes to, like, the body circulation, and even when you talk about, like, the lymph drainage in the entire body, right? There's a valvular system that's there in place in most arteries and veins and stuff. Like, the lymph vessels don't have that. So they require pressure. They require either manual pressure, or they require pressure that comes from your muscles when you're, like, contracting your muscles. And all of that really plays a role, not only in moving the lymph, but also helping you fight your body, fight infection better. That's another thing. I don't think anyone discusses this. And, you know, when, especially in the topic of, like, body gua sha, it's something that we really need to focus on, I think, as an industry, because there's a lot of value in, you know, I hear people say things, for example, all the time, like, oh, I want to detoxify, you know, I want to go on a detox or do something for my body that's going to help me, you know, kind of get rid of everything that's bad. And I always, like, kind of, you know, roll my eyes when people say that, because you can't do that. You know, there's no way to detoxify your liver. But you know what you can do? You can help things like, you know, move is the whole point. You know, if your body is constantly moving its fluids around, it's going to naturally detox itself. And I feel like gua sha is a huge, you know, conversation, like, the whole conversation around body gua sha is a great one to have when it comes to that, because it can actually, I think, in my opinion, from what I've seen and read, in the long run, help you fight off infections, make sure you're mobilizing, you know, what needs to be mobilized and getting rid of, you know, the lymph that's already circulating, the fluid that's circulating, and making sure that your body is constantly, you know, processing what's being turned over. So, you know, that's a long story long, but I agree with you is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, totally right. Like the, and on the detox conversation, that is, your body is detoxing all the time. That is what your body is doing. And what you're doing with the body is just helping your body along in that process, like fighting infections, you know, taking care of your body. That is what your body is naturally going to do anyway. You don't need a special juice. You don't need anything to detox. You just need to help your body in that process. And that's self-care.
Exactly. Exactly. I 100% agree with you. Also, like, it's just nice to have that as like a ritual in your day. I feel like our ancestors, they just took more time, probably because times were different back then, obviously, you know, people had more time to like have a routine, I guess. But like, I remember my grandmothers watching them and just how they would carry out their like own self-care routines. And they were very simple things, but they took the time to sit down and have this like more holistic approach to whether it's like rubbing like a turmeric mask all over your body or, you know, whatever that might have been for them. They took the time to make sure it was a full body routine rather than just like, okay, I'm only focused on my face. So I feel like that's also a message that you can really take away here is that, you know, there is a need for more body-based products, you know, whether that's gua sha or whatever it might be. We need to start thinking in that direction, I think, as a society for overall health. So
absolutely. And I'm guilty of this too, because sometimes I get lazy and yeah. I put so much more effort and time into my skincare on my face and not so much on the body. So I understand life gets in the way, but it is something that we should all take time to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit and ask you, because I think right now we're kind of living in the world of social media being behind and fueling a lot of brand growth for a lot of founders. And I want to get your take on this, because I know you guys are a huge super hit on TikTok and you've done so well with the social media, you know, presence that you have. And I want to ask you as a founder, you know, how has that been for you building your brand and getting this real, you know, genuine movement behind it, you know, from consumers who really resonate?
Yeah, it's been really humbling that people resonate so much with our products, and even what you said about the lip liner stain and how, like, you know, it went so viral. And I think it's a big part of it is because people needed an answer to that problem of lip liners always coming off. And the same thing with the gua sha, that also I think did so well because people were looking for and a more sustainable option, an option that is more hygienic than a jade gua sha, and one that doesn't break, because people keep coming up to me and telling me, oh, this is my fourth jade gua sha. I'm finally going to buy yours now because mine is breaking like every month. So I think the fact that we're actually addressing problems that are being raised online, and that's a huge part of the inspiration behind our product development, is what are people complaining about in terms of their beauty routine? What are problems that need to be solved? Because so often we see a million of the same products from different brands getting marketed towards you, like, here, you need this serum, you need this serum, like, and it's exactly the same thing. It's the same ingredient. Like, how many of that same serum do you need to buy from different brands? But you don't get something that actually addresses a real life problem that people are proposing online. So that is a big part of our product development. And we want to use that to fix people's problems. And I think that's why it naturally went so viral. Like, we didn't have a huge marketing budget. We didn't have all this money to throw at the biggest influencers. People just naturally wanted to use our product. So I think that really helped, is to focus on product first and marketing second.
No, I mean, it makes sense, because the products speak for themselves. You know, that's really where I think for me it was mind blowing. You know, when I tried your brand, I was like, because a lot of times you see a lot of these brands that come up, right? And they're kind of resting on the laurels of social media, but then you see one product that's good, you know, but you don't see multiple products that are doing great. And I think that's, for me, it made you stand out so much for me as a consumer, because I was like, no, like, she's really listening to people, you know, and you're really targeting genuine needs. Because again, like, you know, like I said earlier, like, gua sha was never something that was like on my radar like that, you know, but now I'm addicted to your product. Like, I use it literally every other night. It's on my bedside table. Like, that to me is making an impact. in a person's life when you're able to put your product into their life, you know, to where they feel like, no, I'm going to put this by my bed. I'm going to put it somewhere I can grab it easily. And that's where my question really stemmed from. It's like, yeah, you have a following, but you've built this genuine set of products that actually really are trusted and people are gravitating towards them because they actually fill a need, you know, like you said. So very cool. I love that. Now, how do you gather feedback from your audience then in terms of like future innovations and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We have really a lot of different methods. We always look at comments, like anything that pops out about products that people want to get. Of course, we're going to screenshot it. We send it in Slack and we start talking about it. We actually have some products that we're developing that came from certain social media comments. Of course, also keeping a pulse on what's going on in the beauty industry in general. But we also have a Facebook group where people who are really huge fans of the brand can, you know, give their input as to what products they want or even what shades they want or products that already exist. And we also do surveys with a group of people. And we also look at reviews. So we take feedback from really every way we can get it. But we just really want to make sure that our customers feel heard and they feel like what products we come out with is a reflection of their needs.
That's interesting. I like that. I mean, I think that's pretty cool because I won't lie. I've left a lot of comments on people's posts before and nobody listens. That's refreshing. That's a breath of fresh air, you know, to hear that you guys are really tuning into your audience. I mean, I think that's how innovation should be driven though. You know, it's like true consumer feedback. So that's pretty cool. In terms of like your future vision though, like where do you see the brand headed? I know you've probably got some things in the works, but overall?
Yeah, we have a couple of things in the works, but I think the impacts that we made with the lip liner stain has been so huge that we want to continue down that vein. And we have a couple of complementary products to the lip liner stain that are coming out. And we also want to keep expanding in this kind of area where it's a little bit more long lasting than regular makeup, but less long lasting than, let's say, permanent tattoos or cosmetic procedures. So kind of playing in that area where people want their makeup to last a lot longer, but not so long that you have to commit to it forever. So we're trying to see what we can do in that space. And that's been really exciting.
That's pretty cool. Now, one thing I want to actually get your opinion on is this idea of like the universality of makeup. You know what I mean? Like making it easy for everybody of all ages and ranges to, you know, kind of get behind it. How has that been for you from the formulation aspect? Like making sure that your products are speaking to a large audience? Because I really believe that they are.
Yeah. Well, I think, there are certain products that are specific to different age groups, but I think a good, you know, eyeliner or lip liner is always going to be good for across the board. So we want to focus on the actual like long wearing, you know, the fact that the lip liner is long wearing, it performs well, the color shows up well. All those things are things that we take into consideration. And it's something that moms can use, students can use. We want to make sure everyone can use those products.
Right. No, in terms of like marketing though, that's you guys like kind of market towards a specific audience, or do you just say like, hey, listen, this is what we've created, you know, it works really well. Like, how does that work for your team in terms of marketing it?
Well, we have different digital marketing channels, but mostly it's on TikTok. I think as much as people hate on Gen Z's on TikTok and how, you know, the people don't like TikTok, a lot of culture trickles down from young people and their creativity and their content. So at least that's how I like that the beginning of my journey on social media, I listened to people who are my age group. And I think a lot of them influence what older people do. And I think it's important to listen to what their needs are. And it actually translates really well. Like we did a Ulta event in LA a month ago, and someone brought their moms, actually two people brought their moms to the event. And I think if we can, and Gen Zs are so smart and they're so educated about their products. So I think if we can get them on board with our brand, then yeah, it kind of trickles down from there. But we do most of our marketing on TikTok.
That's pretty cool. No, that's cool. That's why I asked, because I feel like whenever I go on TikTok, I always see, you know, Gen Z is awesome, you know, in terms of how engaged they are. I mean, they're really, really engaged in not only like, obviously it's beauty products, but more so in like the quality. I think that's where I see a lot of like differences, because I'm millennial and I know that our generation, we had our long YouTube videos and you know what I mean? Like I remember sitting for hours trying to figure out if I should buy a foundation or not, you know, and really doing my homework. But it was very hard to get like multiple sources that would give you like just a genuine like, hey, listen, this really works, you know, like that kind of thing. And I feel like with Gen Z, they're very vocal, you know, in that sense is like, okay, yes, you know, this is what works. This is what's really doing it for me. And I value that a lot because as a millennial, even I'm looking towards your generation, you know, a lot of times for my own picks and my own recommendations, because unfortunately, you know, I mean, we just weren't that vocal, I think, millennials. We had a few, you know, really great like gurus, I think, on YouTube, but it wasn't a lot, you know, in terms of feedback that we would get. But it's very fascinating to see how makeup is evolving, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it became more democratized. Like, you really can't get away with pushing a product that really does not work or doesn't live up to its claims, because there's going to be another TikTok posted like 5 minutes later talking about how this product sucks, you know? So you need to make sure the product actually works, and everything else, just let the internet take care of it, you know?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And I think that it's more genuine to do that too, you know? And I think that day and age that we live in now, people share information differently as well. So it's like, you know, when I think about a product going viral nowadays, it's not so much like how many views it gets or something. It's more about how many people are actually telling their friends about it, because that news gets around a lot faster now, you know, even in older circles. And that's why I'd ask you about, like, you know, how do you target to like multiple age groups? Because, you know, I've heard about your product like through the grapevines, you know, even through my friends. And so regardless of the fact that we're here on this interview today, like, I've still heard about it. So that's why I'm curious how that whole machine works of how people are getting their information and stuff. So, and I think that speaks very highly towards a brand like yours, because if it's genuine, it's going to come out. Someone's going to tell you about it. You're going to hear about it nowadays. You know, there's so much information out there and so fast.
Yeah, well, it's still mostly digital, even if it's not TikTok. We, you know, like I said before, we have a Facebook group. We're on Instagram. So wherever people can find us online, you know, we just let them find us, because we, you know, we're still a small brand. We don't have the budgets of really, really big old brands, but yeah, we're just on different social medias for people to find.
That's awesome. For running out the interview, I want to ask you for some advice, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, you know, a lot of people tune in that are either budding entrepreneurs or they're just getting started on their journey, or like some words of wisdom maybe that you could share with anyone out there that's thinking about starting their own thing, or they're in the middle of it and things aren't going the way they want, or, you know, anything you could share.
Yeah, I think just things are never going to go the way that you planned it, and be ready for any type of adversity. I mean, I'm from Hong Kong, grew up there, and throughout my path, I had to deal with, you know, immigration, different challenges that were in my way, even learning English. Like, neither of my parents spoke English. So having to overcome all those things, I think, really set the tone for all the business issues that were going to come up throughout my path and really becoming an entrepreneur. I had to overcome those things too. But the fact that I had a different upbringing and the fact that I had to overcome cultural problems in the beginning helped kind of set the stage to let me know life is not going to be easy all the time, but just never, ever kind of give up on your vision. If it's something you strongly believe in, just keep going. I always, people tell me I have this delusional confidence about me, no matter how many rejections I get in the business world or really in my personal life. I just never take no for an answer. So I think that's the attitude people need to have if you're trying to do something very difficult. And this, you know, is beyond business. You can use it in every part of your life. This, don't take no for an answer and just really believe in your vision.
I love that. I really love that. I love that you said the confidence piece. I think that's so important. Especially, like, you're right, in every profession, every field. I mean, it's so, so important to make sure you believe in yourself. And I love that message. So thank you for sharing that. For everyone listening out there, if you guys have not checked out Sechu Beauty, you need to check it out. They are available in Ulta, also on TikTok Shop, and I believe Anthropologie as well. So you guys can check them out. Make sure you try the products. You will absolutely fall in love, I promise. You know, I know I did. When I tried the lip liner, it was really genuinely, like, I mean, it was a game changer for me. And I am not somebody who wears makeup a lot. You know, as I've said many times on this podcast, I'm, you know, a huge skincare person, but I really feel like it's become a part of my everyday, because the color, like the colors and the range of colors are really easy to incorporate in your daily life. No matter if you're looking for a professional look or if you're trying to glam up a little bit, it works for everything. So I find it to be a truly hero product, and I recommend it to all of you. So make sure you check it out. Let us know what you guys think. And Sarah, thank you so much. This has been truly an honor to host you and to learn from you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.